You're listening to Energy Wise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Get energy wise, save money, become sustainable.
Hello, I'm Ty Keltner. Welcome to Energy Wise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Today we're talking about building an energy-efficient home in Alaska. To be specific, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation's rebate program for building a 5-star plus home. That's right, folks, you can get money back for building a new house. Many Alaskans now know that they can retrofit their home and get money back from the state, but you can also get money back for building a new or buying a new house if it's a 5-star plus home. To tell us more about this option, we welcome Tracy Antonovich from the Portal on Retrofits, Training, and Loans. How are you doing today, Tracy?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Now, first, tell us a little bit about what a 5-star home is. What is the rating scale? How does this work?
The Energy Star Rating Scale is a standard that was developed by Alaska Housing and adopted in the state of Alaska to measure the energy efficiency of a home. And it applies to existing homes as well as new construction. The 5-star plus rebate program is exactly what its name indicates. It is only available for 5-star plus energy rated homes. For homes that are built less than 5-star plus, there is no rebate at all available. And that was Alaska Housing's way of incentivizing for builders and for new home buyers to build the most energy efficient house possible.
Now, how exactly does the program work? If I want to start the rebate process, is there something I need to do before I build? Do I just contact the portal when I'm finished? What do I do?
Well, Ty, we generally recommend that folks that are anticipating building a new home, who are looking to build that house to the highest energy efficiency standards they possibly can, therefore qualifying for this rebate, we generally recommend that they come and talk to us before they ever turn the first shovel full of dirt. And that is because there's some very specific paperwork that goes along with this new construction rebate that is not required for an existing home. Specifically, these are forms that are called the PUR 101 and the PUR 102, and those are Alaska Housing forms. One is the BEES certification, and that's the Building Energy Efficiency Standard. So it is the document that forever gets recorded with the first round of paperwork with the house that certifies that the house was built to the Building Energy Efficiency Standards and also is ventilated properly, which is a big portion of building a house to a 5-star energy level in Alaska. You have to then ventilate it properly. Those two documents are absolutely required for the new construction energy rebate. The building summary, which is the PUR 102, is a course of construction summary. So an inspector comes out and looks at each course of construction. The very first inspection that must be signed off on is the footings. So obviously, if a builder or an owner builder has already started their house and they've already got the foundation in, they're going to be very hard-pressed to get anyone to certify that the footings were done properly. So that's why we recommend that people come in right from at the very beginning of the planning stages for new construction and make sure that they understand right from the outset what's required of them. We will also recommend that any owner builder or any contractor who is building a new home to 5-star plus standard have what's called a plans rating done. And that's where you have an energy rater. You actually take a set of the home's plans to an energy rater along with the specifications of the materials that will be used in the home. And the energy rater will plug all of that data into the ACWARM software, the standardized software. And that software will then print an energy rating. It will produce an energy rating that says this home, if built with these specifications, will be this energy efficient. And so that really gives the builder or owner builder plenty of time to make adjustments if, for instance, the specifications that they have are not quite 5-star plus. The energy rater can then give them some very good direction about products they might want to add or things they might want to change about that plan in order to achieve the 5-star plus standard. And that's very easy to do at the planning stage.
What if I've already started building? Am I just flat out of luck?
Well, not necessarily so. There's on a case-by-case basis, we have been able to help folks kind of recreate this paperwork. And often, if a person has hired a licensed contractor, especially one who's been around the home building industry for a long time, a lot of them will, as a matter of course, have these documents started with any home that they build. So just because a person has, if they have a contractor involved especially, just because they haven't necessarily had a conversation with that contractor about the 5-star plus does not necessarily mean that the contractor has not already started the footwork and the paperwork that's required in order to achieve that.
Now, what if I'm buying a new home? Can I get a rebate from buying a new home that's 5-star?
You can if it was built by a contractor or even another owner builder. In the state of Alaska, any individual can build a home. I believe the statute is once every 2 years without being a licensed builder. And so if you have had someone who has knowledge of the Alaska Housing Finance documents that are required, the POR 101 and 102 are not new documents. They are not documents that were just created for this rebate program. Both of those are Alaska Housing documents that have been around for many, many years. So if the home was built by a person who has been in the home building industry for a while, it's entirely possible they have already done all of the footwork to provide these documents at closing. So definitely talk to the builder. Anyone who has questions, obviously we are available at the portal to answer any of those questions. And if there's anything that we can do to help coordinate getting the paperwork together, then we're happy to do that. So any new home, I think for this building season, it's probably not going to be an issue. There are some timelines associated with the 5-star plus new construction rebate, and it's basically for any home that was purchased after April 5th, 2008. So this upcoming building season, obviously there's not going to be an issue with that, but if there's anyone out there listening who purchased a home perhaps last summer, they could possibly still qualify if they are the original owner and the first transfer of title on the property was after April 5th, 2008, and all of the paperwork is on file. So if there's anyone out there listening who bought a home after April 5th, 2008 that they were told was 5-star plus energy rated, definitely it would be worth their time to bring that paperwork into the portal. Let us take a look at it and see if we can help them get a rebate on that. In addition to the timeline of April 5th, 2008, it's also a requirement that the first owner of the property has not lived in the home for longer than 12 months. And up until, you know, very recently, that hasn't been an issue because, you know, the rebate program started. April 5th was our timeline. And then the 12 months, you know, on April 6, 2008, 12 months seemed an awful long way away. But now it's here. So we may have some folks that indeed the first transfer of the property was after April 5th, but they've lived in the house for longer than 12 months, in which they would not qualify. So again, if there's anyone listening who falls into that little time frame, get into the portal as quickly as possible and we'll help you as much as we possibly can.
Is there anything else that would be helpful to know in terms of getting this rebate, saving energy, buying a new home or constructing a new home?
If you're looking at buying or building a new home that is highly energy efficient, come by the portal and we'll sit down with you and say, you know, if I were in your shoes, these are the questions I would be asking. And we can certainly make some referrals to builders that have, over the course of time in the Fairbanks area, have demonstrated their expertise in building energy efficient homes. And we can certainly make those appropriate referrals.
And, of course, this isn't the only program. You still have the home retrofit program in place, and this is where people can go and get a rebate for fixing up their existing home, correct?
That's correct, and there is still plenty of money available, plenty of funding available. The new construction rebate and the rebate that applies to existing homes all comes out of the same pot of money through Alaska Housing. But there's still plenty of availability in Fairbanks, and the portal is here to help every step of the way. So if you're out there with an existing home, just give us a call at 455-HEAT. We'll get you on the waiting list to get that first energy rating on your existing home as well.
Thank you very much, Tracy. We'll be right back with more EnergyWise. Ilya Benesch will be here to answer your questions. We'll be right back.